Good morning, beloved, and welcome to a brand new week together, starting our days off in God's Word. Today we are in Isaiah chapter 62, verses 1 through 12. And today's reading is the third in the series of prophecies that we began last week. It celebrates Jerusalem's restoration. Jerusalem's former names, forsaken and deserted wife, describe the city's status during the time of exile. Now, Jerusalem will be called by a new name. And as we begin this week together in God's Word, God's saving word for us is joy. So let's begin reading Isaiah chapter 62, beginning verse 1. I will speak out to encourage Jerusalem. I will not be silent until she is saved. And her victory shines like a torch in the night. Jerusalem, the nations will see you victorious, and all their kings will see your glory. You will be called by a new name, a name given by the Lord himself. You will be like a beautiful crown for the Lord. No longer will you be called forsaken, or your land be called the deserted wife. Your new name will be God is pleased with her. Your land will be called happily married, because the Lord is pleased with you and will be like a husband to your land. Like a young man taking a virgin as his bride, he who formed you will marry you. As a groom is delighted with his bride, so your God will delight in you. On your walls, Jerusalem, I have placed sentries, and they must never be silent day or night. They must remind the Lord of his promises and never let him forget them. They must give him no rest until he restores Jerusalem and makes it a city the whole world praises. The Lord has made a solemn promise, and by his power he will carry it out. Your grain will no longer be the food for your enemies, and foreigners will no longer drink your wine. But what you planted and will be harvested, the grain, you will eat the bread and praise the Lord. You that tended and gathered the grapes will drink the wine in the courts of my temple. People of Jerusalem will go out of the city and build a road for your returning people. Prepare a highway, clear it of stones. Put up a signal so that the nations will know that the Lord is announcing to all the earth. Tell the people of Jerusalem that the Lord is coming to save you, bringing with him the people he has rescued. You will be called God's holy people, the people the Lord has saved. Jerusalem will be called the city that God loves and the city that God did not forsake. And today's key verse is Isaiah chapter 62, verse 12, where Isaiah writes, you will be called God's holy people, the people the Lord has saved. You know, beloved, we all find our identity in different things. Most people find their identity in their occupation. If you're a doctor, you think of yourself as a doctor. If you're a school teacher, then you think of yourself as an educator. If you're a laborer, then you're thought of as a laborer. But whatever title that you have been given or you have given yourself, that is how people perceive you. And so when the Word of God tells us that Jerusalem, Israel, will be called God's holy people, the people the Lord has saved, now we're talking about a totally new dynamic, where the people are not moping around, oh, we're all sold into poverty, we're all sold into slavery, we've been exiled from our nation. But no, now we are the people that God has saved, his holy people, and how that should affect your whole way of thinking. Amen. When you truly think that way, and you are going to have an attitude that is just unstoppable. Let's pray. Almighty God, you call each of us by name and invite us to be in relationship with you. You have promised never to forsake us. Renew my strength with the transforming power of your love. In your holy name, I pray. Amen. Well, that brings our Monday morning together to a close, beloved. Join me tomorrow morning when we will be in Isaiah chapter 63, where the Lord is victorious over the nations. Until tomorrow, then, may God's richest blessings and deepest promises be yours.